The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 2 of season 2, Double Twos. It's a twofer. My name is
Lisa. No, two twos, my word.
I'm here with just two people today. Nate, hello. Our special guest.
Whoa,
hi, guys.
Welcome, Nate.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Nate. I am a second year here at TMU.
And I'm also here with Izzy.
Hi.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Claire and Robert cannot be here, unfortunately, but she's
Robert.
Here spiritually, and Robert is now replaced by Izzy.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Is everybody ready for
ready.
First story?
Yeah.
I was born right. Actually, I think I was
late. Let's get right into it.
Okay.
Let's dive right in. Am I the a-hole for bringing McDonald's into a cinema?
No.
No, what?
No, I said no first. I said no first.
Yes, McDonald's is very bad for your health, so you are the a-hole to yourself. I'm sneaking in food 10 out of 10 times I'm at the movie theater. When me and Chase went, we got Harvey's, and then we went to Dollarama and got Gatorade. We emptied our Gatorade bottles, like we chugged them, and then we filled them up at the machines twice.
They but also, care. As someone who works at movie theaters, if I'm seeing someone bring in food...
How much are you getting paid?
Who am I to be like,
how
you
much
can't
are you
have
paid?
That! Okay, so you're saying that you think they are not the a-hole?
They are not.
And then you're going to argue
a-hole.
That...
They are. Okay. Indeed.
Okay, so the story is, my boyfriend and I are going to the cinema for the first time, and we are having an argument. I usually sneak chicken nuggets from McDonald's into the movies when I go.
Hell yeah.
Just put them in her pocket. No box.
Ooh.
Lint. Extra fiber.
As I get hungry and I don't always want popcorn. I've done this multiple times with different separate friends who agree that it's fine if you're subtle and inconspicuous about it. I understand it can smell, so we try to sit on the edge or at least not near anyone else. However, my boyfriend thinks it's gross and I'm selfish and not a good person. Damn, it's like bang, bang, bang.
Like break up.
Ex-boyfriend.
And he won't let me do it with him. I suppose I can make an exception for the sake of the relationship, but I'm genuinely wondering if it's as bad as he thinks. Am I the a-hole for bringing external food into the movies?
No. Okay, unless that boyfriend is bawling out and he's gonna buy her food at the cinema, I don't want to hear it from him. She's trying to save money, you know what I mean? In my opinion, it's more, like, valuable to save money so that you can have opportunities for, like, later on, especially when you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to be like, you're disgusting, like, you shouldn't bring it into the movies. Like, okay, so you're gonna pay for my $50 popcorn?
You know what, though? I think she is the a-hole. For two reasons. One, those chicken nuggets are also still not good for you.
Oh my god.
How many is she bring? She bring like
a weak argument. Name.
Hold on. I'm not done. Wait. Wait.
I'm not done.
Wait. Alright, first off. Second, he's gonna press her over what? A 6-piece chicken nugget in her pocket, and they don't smell that bad. Trust me, people at the movie theaters smell worse. You ever sit? Trust me, like you sit beside someone, they're like, yeah, my 72-hour deodorant has 9 minutes left. This movie is 1 hour and 42 minutes, all right? Like, get the speed stick going.
Okay, but what food are you bringing to the movie theater? I know where you're snacking on a chicken Caesar salad.
Actually, you know what? I would totally do that. Metro, $6.99, small salad.
In the theater, though? Okay, when me and Robert went to go see Marty Supreme and we had the
still
nachos.
Haven't seen that.
Low-key, the nachos were kind of good. But then as soon as
they're good, but like...
Can you shut up for a second? When you bring food into the movie, it has to be like food that you can just like eat without having to see anything, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's true.
Popcorn, it's in a bag. You don't have to like, you know? But like think about, like you don't have to think about like dipping it in sauce or like, you know what I'm saying? With the nachos though, like low-key, I like... dropped so much on
Off topic, but like if you eat it enough of that popcorn, your mouth, the sides, like because it's so salty.
I like popcorn.
Oh, you don't like popcorn?
No.
You don't like popcorn?
Get a load of this guy.
Like it gets stuck in my teeth and it also is dry, and then that means you have to.
That's why they
drink.
Have butter.
So, but that
it's
means
not
you
even
have
butter.
To,
it's...
You shut up.
I was talking first, actually.
That means you have drink more liquids to get it out of your mouth, which means you have to pee more often during the movie, which means you're missing seconds of the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like an issue, bro. Anyways, I think she's the a-hole because, I mean, yeah, she actually could bring something that's not smelly. Like, if it does smell that bad.
But also, nuggets don't smell.
That's like, what I'm saying.
They don't
but
smell.
If,
I don't know what he's talking about. To be fair, what she's talking about.
They could be American. They use different oil. I think she's the a-hole for, honestly, letting herself get treated like that. Why are you going to press a relationship?
Are you saying she's the a-hole because he's treating her like trash?
She's the a-hole to herself.
I mean, to be fair, yeah.
Like, are you really going to fight over a 6-piece chicken nugget at the movie theaters?
Because also, mind you, she's making it sound like it's just nuggets. Like, she's not even getting a combo. Like, she just has nuggets.
No fries, no drink.
He's a huge problem
with it. Yeah, he's a horrible person for bringing in nuggets. Bro, you're worried about the wrong thing, man.
I also feel like there's such, like, a, like, I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I would think, because when we would go on to, like, movie theater trips, they're always like, oh, they're going to check your bag at the movies. Are you sure? Like,
no one checking your bag.
They're making minimum wage.
Like, mostly,
they don't
like,
care.
High school students working at the theater. I guarantee not one of them cares enough to be like, I smell food in your bag, open it up.
Like, I'm sorry, my mom packed me lunch. Yeah, it is a policy, but, like, they don't care.
Low-key, if it's a policy, I don't know about it. Don't come for me, Santa Place Manager.
There's just, like, the sign that when you walk in and, like, the sign everywhere that says no outside food or drink.
Oh, but
there's only a sign outside the arcade, which, like, you can't bring food into the arcade, but I don't see any... Like, there's no signs.
Interesting.
Like, in front of VIP, there's no signs, like, whatever. At least at my theater.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not paying, like, $34.99 for Combo 2 or whatever it is. Because why is that so expensive? I get a large bag of popcorn for $8.99 and then call it a day. I think she is the a-hole.
Okay, that's your final...
Yes.
That's your final verdict?
Yes.
Is he?
A-hole to herself because she's getting treated poorly. And also, just get, like, get a McDouble. Get a McDouble or a Junior Chicken. Those are, like, the best things you get on the McDonald's menu. Right now, they have the $5 value meals. You get a small drink, small fries.
And so, are you telling her to bring food or not? I'm so confused what your take is. Do you know the rules?
Guys, they actually just threw me in here. I have no idea what's going on. There's, like, I get a text tomorrow, 10 to 12. Be there or else.
Okay. Is he... What's your final verdict?
She's obviously not the a-hole because she's saving money. She's bringing in food, and obviously he's going to tax her. We know damn well he's going to be like, you're fat, ugly, and that's disgusting that you're bringing McDonald's into the movie theater.
Now give me a nugget.
Where's the sauce? Where's the fries?
Plum.
Reddit has actually deemed her the a-hole.
What? I mean, yes, let's go. I knew it. She was a horrible person to begin with.
Are you incapable of planning ahead and eating at McDonald's before going to the theater? Your options aren't only to sneak in nuggets or settle for popcorn.
That's diabolical.
Allow the girls to just bring in some nuggets.
Bro.
Like, it's not hurting anybody. Is it hurting you? Oh, no. You're just jealous because she has nuggets and you don't.
No, but she can eat them before she gets there. Like, are you really that incompetent of not planning ahead?
No. Oh, cut that one out.
She's not the a-hole, guys. I strongly believe that.
She's the a-hole. Why didn't she just go to the McDonald's beforehand and eat 50
nuggets?
You didn't
even think about that yourself. It's crazy. She didn't even have that thought in
your
brain.
Nah, my thought is go through the drive-thru.
His whole argument is McDonald's is bad for you.
Yeah, exactly.
She is the
a-hole. Argument is falling through.
Why is she not getting the Jane's frozen ones, cooking them, and then putting them in a container in her pocket?
Because who is doing all of that?
Me. And then you have to carry a container out. Like, at least...
Not if it's plastic. Yeah. Chicken barely
we
smells.
We also sell nuggets at the theater.
Do
if you really
for
want
like
them.
Triple the price.
No, but like that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the point is, like, if you can smell the difference between, like, Cineplex nuggets and
grotesque.
McDonald's nuggets, how big are you, bro? Like, it's not that big of a deal.
You're either an insanely critical food critic, like that guy from Ratatouille, or, you know, you need to book 2 seats.
Yeah, like, basically everyone is just saying some nonsense about... Eat before, or like just go through without eating it, or you don't need popcorn. But like, Glover better go bring some nuggets in the theater.
Yeah,
damn.
Also, movies now are like 3 hours. Like, it's not like before where movies would be like, okay, like maybe an hour and like 30 minutes. Like, movies are long now.
This story is titled "Am I the A-hole for making my or for telling my boyfriend to suffer?"
No,
yes?
Absolutely not.
What?
You're not the A-hole.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
What? Robert, are you hearing this?
So you want it? So you're going? They are not the a-hole, Miss Angel.
Yeah.
And you were
definitely the a-hole. What?
They're not the a-hole.
Without the context, suffer.
Basically, my boyfriend got into an auto accident for a few months ago, and he broke his leg. I was there in shock trauma and helped him recover in the hospital. He's been since sent home and put on PT. He's been refusing PT and forgetting his follow-up appointments because he wants to get used to the pain and not rely on medicine. Boy, what are we talking about?
Oh, my God, bro. Why are you doing this? Why? What is wrong with you? No, okay. He's kind of asking to suffer at that point.
Well, like, also, I don't know if, like, for you, if, like, if you're on your, like, your period and you're I will take a Tylenol, like, that's whatever.
But that's different, though, because it's, like, it's thuggable.
Yeah.
So. Guys, low-key, like, if they're in physical pain... It's like, you guys, whatever.
You suffer from, like, man sickness.
Yeah. You're like, the second you're ill, it's like, nah, we don't, like, our shoulders get dislocated. Be like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, we get a little cold. It's like, you know what? I'm better. Everything's going to be all right. Like, I promise. You know, like, I'm gonna cook you dinner. And, like, I don't know why it's like that.
It's man cold. It's man cold.
I guess. But, like, listen. He's probably just his ego. Still, I don't think as a partner you should tell somebody to suffer.
Continue.
I've worked in healthcare for over 10 years. The doctors didn't prescribe all of this medication for no reason. I get he doesn't want to take the oxy in fear of getting addicted. However, the doctor also prescribed gabapentin and lidocaine patches.
Gabagool. Oh,
lidocaine?
They
give him lidocaine?
Oh, boy. There's kind of a lot of medical words I'm not understanding. An itchy hot patch, basically. He refuses to take...
Icy hot?
Yeah.
Itchy hot?
Yeah, it says icy hot.
And you said itchy hot.
Shh.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
Itchy hot. He stands strong and bearing through the pain, but he constantly complains about the aches and the pains. It gets to a point where if you refuse the doctor's advice and my advice I give you, I get annoyed at the constant complaining. After a while of complaining and purposely missing his follow-up appointments, I've had enough and told him to either shut the F up and suffer in silence or take the medication. Now it's turned to a big argument. Am I the a-hole for telling him to stop complaining to me about his pains if he's going to do nothing about it? Also, if he's refusing to go to PT, I'm not sure how to help him at home exercise for his leg recovery. Edit. I did mention in the comments he did cause the accident due to drunk driving.
See, okay, I told you I was right. I knew I was right. I knew it.
He was the only one injured, and him refusing the treatment can be a mental way of atoning for his sins.
Yeah. Nate, do you want to go first?
As if she's worked in the healthcare industry for 10 years, she's definitely dealt with patients who do not want to take their medicine for whatever reason that it is. It could be a mental thing. His head could have got messed up. I don't know his history. Right, besides the fact that he's a drunk driver, which is already not a good sign. But, what?
That's another thing, though, is like, oh, I'm so scared to get addicted to them. I'm sorry, you're already drunk driving.
Yeah. If you work in healthcare, you know how these people are. You know that people, as also their partner, like, either just realize that they're not going to do it for themselves and skedaddle, or... You know, thug it out. Like, if you want to be with them, you need to find a compromise. And if you work in healthcare, like, I understand, like, okay, if she worked in, like, I don't know, give me a random. But then, like, yeah, she wouldn't understand how, like, why is he like that? But she works in healthcare. You have to study patients like this. Like, he should know that he's, or she should know
that. What's your point, though?
That if she is telling him to suffer, she just shouldn't be with him.
Okay.
Like...
She's not directly telling him, like...
She literally said at the end, like...
If you're, like...
She told him this.
The consequences of your actions, though.
Yeah, she told him to stop complaining about his pains to her if he's going to do nothing about it.
Yeah, no, to be honest, if you're sick and you're just going to sit there and be like, I'm in so much pain, but I don't want to take medications. I don't know what to do for you, twin. I don't know what to do for you. Like, just... take the medications and suck it up, or suck it up and deal with the pain. Like, I'm sorry. You're never going to get better if you're just going to sit there and be like, I'm a drunk driver and I got into a car accident and now I don't want to take my medications because I don't want to get addicted. Like, I'm sorry. Your girlfriend's literally a nurse.
Literally.
Like, listen to
her. What a way, man.
Listen to her. She's a nurse. She knows what she's talking about. And if the doctors prescribed you X, Y, and Z, listen to the doctors. Like, I don't know if they're Canadian or American, but, like, either way, we pay tax dollars. Americans pay for healthcare. So, like, healthcare isn't free. You're paying for the system. Just saying.
I think that she should do one better. And if she's so tired of it and, you know, why are you with somebody who's going to let themselves be that way? You know, drunk driving, gets in a crazy accident, and sorry.
Oh no.
Like, it's just like, if you're not going to take care of yourself and then you're refusing, you know, help from somebody who is literally working in the healthcare system, then I don't know. Let him rot.
I mean, but she's like, just being honest and she cares for him.
Take the high road out then.
Okay, and if your mom was in pain and she didn't want to take her medication, you would still try to help her, no?
Yeah.
If you truly cared for someone, you obviously don't want to see them rot. In my opinion, I think it's like,
I think it's a valid thing what she's saying, though, because it's not like she's, like, telling him to just, like, die. Like, she's saying, like, please do this. Like, if you're not going to, then I don't want to hear you complain about it, because I know this is going to help you. And he's also not going to his physical therapy. So yeah. He's going to end up with a limp.
Yeah. Like, physical therapy after a car crash, like,
like, I get it's important, but, like,
what?
No, like,
it's important, but what, Nate?
But if he's not going to take care of himself, then so be it.
But what if, like, you guys have been married for 12 years? You're just going to divorce him off one incident?
I feel like drunk driving and then refusing to get better is a pretty big divorceable incident. I don't know about y'all, but, like, if my partner got in a bad accident, refused medication, and then was going to be a crusty bump, then, yeah, I'm going to go get some papers.
I really don't understand your point, to be honest. Yeah, like, what are you trying to argue here? That, your point is that...
Flatline, my point is that as a healthcare professional, she knows how people are, and that if she's really going to stick with him and just tell him to suffer until he dies, that at the end of the day, she's not that good of a person.
Okay, but I don't think that's fault. What she's saying, though.
She's being honest. Like, she's being like, if you're not gonna take it, then I don't care. Die.
Okay, like, let's say we were hanging out, and I was like, I'm hungry, and you're like, so go get food, and I'm like, no, but, like, I don't want to eat. But I'm so hungry. But Nate, I'm so hungry. Nate, though, I'm hungry.
I probably go get food and eat in front of you.
Yeah, and you got me food. Wait, what'd you say?
No, I eat in front of you. Oh. I'm not getting you food.
Okay, no, but, like, in theory, like, as my friend, like, you'd want me to just, like, shut up and eat. No, I don't like food, but I'm, like, really hungry. And then you buy me food, and I'm still like, no, I don't want to eat it. Like, you realize that you're around other people who also do this, but you're like, just eat. Like, what are you doing? Just eat.
It's like you're only harming yourself.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
It's going to piss you off.
Right. Yeah, no, it would piss me off. And I'm saying if it's going to continue to piss her off, then, like, why is she doing it?
But is your only option to give up? Is that what you're saying?
Nihilism.
If it doesn't go right, your only option then is to just give up?
How long? We don't know the time frame of his suffering.
Any final clauses? Any final thoughts that you guys want to share before you see what the Redditors are thinking?
Nate?
To be honest, my argument really sucks, but I was just trying to argue for the sake of arguing.
As you should. And that's how you play devil's advocate.
Thank you. I learned the controls.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said my argument sucks.
Oh.
Read the answer.
Okay. Everyone is saying that she is not the a-hole. He's being incredibly frustrating. Has he had personal experience with addiction, and maybe that's why he's scared? Either way, you should be going to his PT. Or he should be going to his PT. You're not the a-hole either way. You're allowed to set boundaries. And then OP said, no, he hasn't. Like, he's never had a problem with addiction, and he just refuses to take medicine for, like, even the cold or a flu because he's hard-headed and he doesn't want to take medication because he is strong boy and he likes to overcome it himself.
Now that the argument's over, that guy sounds like a bomb.
He does sound like a bomb.
I was totally with Izzy. I just had to argue for the sake of arguing, but, like, damn.
I think she can do better.
What a loser. Like, the meds are already prescribed to you. If you're driving,
come on, guys.
Dude, come on, not guys. Worth it. Like, call an Uber. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure if they were in America, I'm pretty sure the $50 Uber would have been better than the $500,000 he has to now pay out of pocket for healthcare.
And the
prescriptions.
The DUI. The fact that you have to pay all of this. And probably, you know what? Probably the girlfriend's paying for it.
Probably.
He already sounds like a bum, so he's definitely not paying for it himself.
I don't know, guys. This guy stinks!
For this episode, we're going to do, like, a lightning round. So we're going to read, like, a shorter story, and then both Izzy and Nate are going to have 2 minutes to argue, and then lightning and stuff, yeah. Okay, so this story is titled, Am I the A-Hole? I fell over, and my wife laughed. I didn't find it funny, and now she's not speaking to me.
Loki, I would laugh too.
I would definitely be laughing too. Also, the way I read the story, like, I would be laughing too.
Not the a-hole.
No.
Not the a-hole.
No.
I'm taking that.
No. Okay.
You got the last two.
Okay, well, then you have to go first then.
Fine. Easy. If I see anybody fall over, I'm probably laughing. Like.
We bad people.
My wife asked me to get rid of some rubbish in the garden, and we have been meaning to get rid of it for a while. She had been out in the garden, moving stuff around, including an offcut from the railway sleeper to stop the dog's football from going down the alleyway. She does this annoying thing where she cuts me off and asks me to do something, and rather than letting me do it, she comes with me and gives me instructions on how to do it and what to pick up.
That pissed me off.
I mean, it was pretty obvious what she needed to get rid of, so I was somewhat irked, but I didn't say anything. I made an old mop bucket and some dirty water, which I was pouring down the drain. As I turned around, I tripped over and fell into the mop. My wife laughed at me, and I didn't find it funny. All I said was, if you're going to laugh at me, then I won't bother. Like, grow up. Like, if you're gonna laugh at me, like, I quit then. Like, damn.
If you guys can't laugh at a little mishap, then why are you together?
Like,
she did try to apologize, but I wasn't ready to accept.
Boy.
Like, you literally just fell into a mop. Can you just laugh about it? Like, can you just laugh about
it? Bro, if you can't, and you can't accept it, like, dude. Unless, not even. She even tried to apologize for laughing, and you're like, no, I'm not accepting your apology.
So I wasn't ready to accept it, so I went back inside and sat down. My wife came back in, and she stormed upstairs and has stayed there. I'm confused. Her laughing at my misfortune and my feelings being hurt has caused her to storm off. Am I the a-hole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he is the a-hole.
Okay. Your 2 minutes of debate start now.
Okay, so first off, you're grown. Second off, if you get really annoyed with your wife like that, like, okay, yeah, it's minuscule and I get it's annoying, but y'all do not sound happy. That's a different conversation. I'm not a marriage therapist. I'm too young for that. Nor do I care about your marriage. Number three, you slipped and fell in a mop bucket. Who is not going to laugh at you about that? It's not like you got waterboarded. Like, you slipped and fell. Oh, boo-hoo, man. Also, why do they have a mop bucket outside? Different conversation for after. If your wife fell, would you not have laughed? You look like a goof, all right? Like, it happens, all right? And then she realized you were mad. So she's like, I'm sorry. She tried to apologize. And you at your grown age, I don't know how old you are, but you're old enough to be married. You're like, I'm not ready to accept your apology. Bro, she didn't cheat on you. You fell in a mop bucket.
Okay, are your 2 minutes start now?
Okay, I mean, like, he did fall. So what if it hurt and she didn't check on him? What if she didn't check on him and he's actually really in pain? And
So Reddit is saying, it's actually pretty mixed. Not the a-hole. I disagree with most of the people here so far. I find her response to be quite rude, and her storming off and hiding upstairs is just immature. And that's a wrap for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can check out more updates on at Team U Devils Advocate on Instagram. And thank you so much, Nate, again for joining us.
Thank you for featuring me. This is very fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.